This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. When the Walmart closed in Fairfield, the city lost one of its largest sources of sales tax revenue. The small Birmingham neighborhood now faces a looming $8 million deficit after years of alleged financial mismanagement. For more on Fairfield's money crisis and the city council's recent vote to terminate the police department, we turn to Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Patterson tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley about Fairfield's history and how it got to this breaking point.
Fairfield began in 1910. It was founded by U.S. Steel. It was really laid out as a company town because it was the place where the workers from U.S. Steel's Fairfield Works were housed. So its beginnings as an industrial town kind of mirrored those of Birmingham, which was also a New South town founded after the Confederacy. It expanded by bringing Miles College into the city limits, and it got bigger and bigger, and its population peaked somewhere around 1960. They had about 15,000 people. Now they're somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 or 11,000 people living in a 3.5 square mile area.
The decline of Fairfield started with the decline of the steel industry and U.S. Steel. What happened after U.S. Steel started shedding jobs?
The steel industry has been in something of a decline for a long time. Literally, the first story I ever worked on at the Birmingham Post-Herald was about U.S. Steel shutting down. I mean, the day I walked in, they were in the middle of a shutdown. And so it's been up and down with U.S. Steel's fortunes for quite some time. U.S. Steel most recently as earlier this month, shuttered another part of its operation, which cost another 200 people their jobs. And so when that happens, of course, it has a negative impact on the city. But Fairfield's fortunes have not been tied entirely to U.S. Steel because there have been other businesses that have gone away, and Walmart is one example of that. It's been having a hard time economically for a number of years for a number of different reasons.
And how did this economic decline in Fairfield lead to problems on its political side? There have been some longstanding tensions and some would say dysfunction in the government of Fairfield.
You know, it's interesting that many of these things are happening around the same time. I mean, there are people who are blaming Mayor Kenneth Coachman for not going out and getting more jobs. Coachman has said, well, you know, Walmart went away. That was bad. Others have said, well, there have been other problems in Fairfield and other places have gone away. And it's the mayor's job to go out and try to find new business, recruit people in, get more business here. So now the dysfunction in the city government seems to also be tied around the money problems. You know, just like in any relationship, when you have money problems added into it, it creates more difficulty. So the mayor and the city council don't get along very well. And many in the city council have felt that the mayor was obstructing the progress of the city, not doing what he could. Some have suggested because he's a full-time employee at Miles College that his real allegiance is to Miles College. His real goal is to try to get Fairfield annexed into the city of Birmingham so that Miles College would have the advantage of being a part of the city of Birmingham. The mayor didn't tell us what his intentions were. We made numerous attempts to get him to talk to us, but he wouldn't do it. What he has said in other occasions is that annexation would be the last resort. But there are others, including former Fairfield Mayor Larry Lankford, who did talk to us, and former Birmingham Mayor Richard Arrington. Of course, I should say that Larry Lankford also was a former Birmingham mayor. Both of them talked to us about it, and both of them sort of came to the same conclusion that maybe Fairfield would be better off if annexed into the city of Birmingham.
Weld attended the Fairfield City Council meeting on Monday, the first meeting since the city council did vote to disband the police department. What was the mood like at that meeting?
Acrimonious, I believe, is the way the mood could be described. Sam Prickett, the reporter, described it as having barely concealed feelings of animosity. And the sense you get is that before the meeting even began, the animosity was spilling out, even between council members upset about payments being made, for example, to AT&T, which they had agreed to pay a certain amount, but some other payments came out after that certain amount was paid, and they still owe money to AT&T. And so there was a lot of sort of some angry words being shared on that, and then the angry words continued with the mayor. And so there is some animosity in the air in city government in Fairfield that really sort of reminds people of some of the animosity that exists between the mayor and city council here in Birmingham.
You talk about annexation of Fairfield into Birmingham and then bankruptcy. Are these the two main options that people are talking about for Fairfield to reconcile its financial trouble?
That seems to be what people think as the possibilities for really solving this problem. Obviously, if a number of large businesses were to move into Fairfield all of a sudden, that could arrest the problem. But no one seems to be thinking that's going to happen anytime soon. Beyond that, no one seems to have a solution.
Nick, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.